Welcome to Above the Clouds. Today we will be listening to a verse from the 7th canto, chapter 9, text 19, spoken by Prahlad Maharaj to Lord Nrisimhadev. My Lord Nrisimhadev, O Supreme, because of a bodily conception of life, embodied souls neglected and not cared for by you cannot do anything for their betterment. Whatever remedies they accept, although perhaps temporarily beneficial, are certainly impermanent. For example, a father and mother cannot protect their child. A physician and medicine cannot relieve a suffering patient, and a boat on the ocean cannot protect a drowning man. Here we hear about ultimate shelter. Yes, parents can do something for their child. Yes, physicians and medicine can also do something for a suffering patient. And when a boat comes to a drowning man, there is some hope. But ultimately, all this help can also fail. Parents are sometimes not able to help their child. Patients die despite the best physician and medicine. And a boat on the ocean, which has just drowned a person, is swept away and drowned by the waves. Only Krishna can come to the protection of his devotees and not fail in that. This is possible in all stages of human life. Garbhe, in the womb, Prahlad heard instructions spoken by Narada and became enlightened in bhakti. Balye, as a toddler, small boy, Dhruva developed such bhakti that the Lord appeared before him. Yovane, as a youth, bhakti was seen in Sri Ambarish Maharaj. Vardakye, in old age, even Dhritarashtra had some traces of bhakti. Marane, at the time of death, bhakti appeared in Ajamil. In Svagitayam, that means in heaven, bhakti came to Chitraketu, and Narakitayam, in those who attained hell, even in such people, bhakti is seen. There's a scene in the hellish planets. Amongst all these tortures, the instruments, one person understood, wow, I'm really now in trouble. I better turn to the Lord. So he started to do kirtan, and gradually, as the Nrisimha Purana informs us, all the residents of hell engaged in the kirtan of Lord Hari's name because they felt touched in their heart and thus attained the spiritual world due to their bhakti to Lord Hari. So you can always turn to Krishna. It's never too early. And what is most important, it is never too late. In the biggest problem of life, the Pandavas knew how to take the shelter of Krishna. There was once a situation when they were in exile, where Durvasa came with his 60,000 disciples demanding to get food. Now the Pandavas had nothing in the forest, and Draupadi had just eaten so that her pots could not produce. She piteously called out for protection to Sri Krishna at that time, who arrived in a moment. Vyasadeva has described to us the experience of Draupadi and how she felt. These are Draupadi's words. Oh, he's coming just like the early morning sun to dissipate the darkness. He's coming like a boat to rescue a drowning person. He's coming like a sweet rain cloud to save one dying of thirst, like a great treasure for a penniless person, like an experienced doctor for one who's afflicted with a serious disease. Like this, Sri Krishna Chandra has come to protect us. The Lord is in a hurry when it comes to protect and save his devotee. There is a verse in the Padyavali which describes how the Lord reacted when he understood the deadly crisis of Gajendra. He ran out of his home. He didn't have time to take his jeweled sandals, which were brought by a servant. He jumped on Garuda's bare back without taking the help of his commander, who was standing by. And he was so much in a hurry to save Gajendra. So the devotees remember this and say, "My Lord, I'm also in a problem. Please be so kind to show your hurry to save." Let us look at this wonderful verse again, which Draupadi spoke. When you're lost and everything is dark around you, you greet the early morning sun because it gives light and also warmth. When you're in an ocean and you're drowning and there comes a good boat, the boat of the Lord, then you are very happy. When you're dying of thirst and there comes a sweet rain cloud, your problem is solved. And when you really suffer from a serious disease and an experienced doctor comes, the Krishna doctor, then it works. Mundane people and arrangements cannot help us, but the Lord can always come to our rescue. Sometimes we may not feel the Lord's protection. We may be sad and desperate and say, "He has not come for me." You have to understand at that time the big picture of life. There are big pictures which are made out of very, very small mosaic stones. And each stone serves the bigger picture which is there. So sometimes a little bit reddish suffering is necessary, like a red mosaic stone, to give the complete picture. Let us look at the visit in the dentist office. You're there for 15 minutes in pain on his chair. But there was a time before and there is a time afterwards. Life is not the 15 minutes of the intense pain which you feel. This period is necessary maybe to give you lesson. Just like I remember when I was young, I did not have a very good dental care. I did not brush the teeth regularly enough, but I ate very regularly sweets. So yes, some karma had to come to the tooth, some reaction, so that I learned my lesson there. So don't measure Krishna just by one mosaic stone. See the entire picture, and then it will be easier for you to even tolerate a short waiting time for him. Now there is one last point which I would like to make. We have been informed to not try to see Krishna, but act in such a way that he will see us. The life of bhakti needs to be translated in things you daily do. Although these things may be small, like the small mosaic stones, when they add up, they give a huge picture. To act in a way that Krishna will see us means to value the small, small steps that we do every day in bhakti. And there's a very nice verse I would like to quote to you. It is in the 10th chapter, it's 10th canto, 80th chapter. It says what to do with your words, with your hands, with your mind, and with your head, in order to develop bhakti in a regular way, in a day-by-day way. Parikshit Maharaj says, actual speech is that which describes the qualities of the Lord. Let us try to do this the coming week. Let us speak about Krishna, share our realizations. Let us not only speak about our life, let's talk about the life of Krishna. He continues, real hands are those that work for him. Now, what to do with the mind? A true mind is that which always remembers him, whose dwelling within every moving and non-moving entity, and actual ears are those that listen to sanctifying topics about him. We can turn this into a daily practice. Remember Krishna. Remember that he is everywhere in each heart. Use your ear to hear more and more about him. And Parikshit continues, with the head you bow down, with the eyes see the forms of the Lord, and then use your body to either drink and eat the remnants of the Lord or that of his devotees. In this way, do bhakti in the small steps and you will see a big, big picture of your life developing. Thank you very much, and see you very soon.